The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the news this week, President Trump coming up with an idea about the U.S. taking over the Gaza Strip and redeveloping it, or developing it as an area for the future. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage is with us this morning to tell us about some of the response around the world. Jonathan, good morning, sir.
Hello, good morning, Steve.
This idea is really, to me, out of left field, but, you know, is anybody taking to it, or any of the other nations around there?
It is out of left field, Steve, and it does rip up decades of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, but I think President Trump would say decades of failed U.S. and global foreign policy in the Middle East, and he would say that he needs blue sky thinking and out-of-the-box ideas. However, world leaders are not in agreement with that. Countries as diverse as the United Kingdom, Brazil and Russia and China, Ireland, they've all spoken in opposition. President Trump's plan would likely need support from the neighbors of Gaza and Israel, the likes of Jordan and Egypt, to take in the Palestinians who would be displaced. They have rejected it, as has Saudi Arabia, a very wealthy country which might be expected to foot the bill. The main player to come out in support of the plan is Israel. They say they have started making plans already for Palestinians to voluntarily leave Gaza. Possibly easier said than done.
Yeah, that's, I would say so. The people had their homes there for a long time. You know, in the U.S. after World War II, of course, we had the Marshall Plan, where we went in basically and rebuilt Europe so that we could keep the communists out of there. But so we've done this before, but this sounds like a little bit different deal, because I think the president is talking about actually taking over and making it part of our country. Is that right?
Essentially, or certainly administering Gaza on behalf of who lives there. But it's an odd thing to think about, because the United States doesn't have any legal power over Gaza. They're talking about Israel transferring it to the United States, but Israel doesn't own Gaza either. It is considered by much of the world to be illegally occupying Gaza. So the legal framework behind this is odd. Certainly murky. And also, you can't legally force people off their land, off their homes, and especially do not underestimate how people in Gaza, how Palestinians feel that being on that land is so connected to their identity intrinsically. Most people would rather live there, even if it is virtually uninhabitable, than go and live anywhere else.
Yeah. They call it no place like home, I guess. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, Jonathan. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Basically, every country in the world says it's a bad idea, except Israel. So there you go. 8:14, Stephen Town in the morning here on KNSS. Today is the sixth day of February, and is on this day just a couple of years ago, 2023. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey and Syria, toppling thousands of buildings and trapping residents under mounds of rubble. Death toll would eventually surpass 50,000. I saw a brief story in Associated Press this morning saying that the whole area is still not recovered. It's just a mess over there after 2 years after all that happened. That's a big earthquake. And those buildings, you know, I'm sure they're not kind of withstand something like that.
They're old. They're ancient.
Got a big birthday in the broadcast field. Tom Brokaw, 85 years old today, NBC News anchorman, managing editor and anchor of the NBC Nightly News for 22 years, ending up from 1982 to 2004.
Back when that was a big deal, and there were only three networks. If you
That's
were in
right.
one of those chairs, you one were of those pretty
chairs.
Important.
ABC,
now,
NBC, CBS. It's all, I'll say, no. There's no anchor loyalty anymore that I can think of, really, on TV. Can you? I can't even think of anybody. Well, that's TV. That's their deal. And he has been. Tom Brokaw has been a big proponent for the World War II generation, a supporter of the World War II Museum down in New Orleans. And he wrote the book. What was the name of the book? The Best Generation?
The Greatest Generation.
Greatest Generation. So I admire him for that. He has done some great things that way. 8:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for sports with the PA voice of the Women Shockers, Ted Woodward.
Oh, just for one night. Well, not permanent. The Super Bowl is 3 days away. You got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles at the Superdome in New Orleans on Sunday.
In the NFL, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce already has 3 Super Bowl rings to his name as Kansas City goes for its 4th Lombardi Trophy in 6 seasons. As the Chiefs attempt to become the first team in NFL history to win the Super Bowl in 3 consecutive seasons, Kelce wants this one for his teammates.
I think at this point, I want this Super Bowl at this point, even more so for the guys around me than I do myself. It's just where I'm at in my career.
That was courtesy of the Chiefs as Kelce spoke to reporters from New Orleans. In order to make history, Kansas City will need to slow down a running back having an all-time season. In his first year with the Eagles, Saquon Barkley has been electric, and he is just 30 yards shy of breaking the NFL single-season rushing record, including the playoffs, set by Terrell Davis in 1998. Chiefs cornerback Trent McDuffie is impressed.
There's definitely moments you watch a film, you're just like, dang, like, how did he do that? Like, there's definitely times I said that a lot.
Super Bowl 59 will take place at the Superdome Sunday, February 9th at 6:30 Eastern. I'm Joe Morgan.
That report from Fox Sports, of course. We'll have the Super Bowl live on Sunday right here on your home of the Chiefs. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Chiefs pregame show at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in the national coverage of the game. We'll rejoin the Chiefs network for the postgame show after that. That's coming up on Sunday, the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the Eagles. All right, let's go to Shocker women's basketball last night. I got to be the guest public address announcer for the Shocker women, hosting Florida Atlantic at Coke Arena. Shocker defense roared out after halftime, only allowed one basket to the Owls in the third quarter.
Wow.
And the Shockers took control and won that game 54-44 over Florida Atlantic. Shocker ladies snap a 7-game losing streak with that win. First conference home win of the season, junior Jayla Murray. 18 points. She was making a lot of buckets. 8 of 16 from the field. Soccer women back in the win column. I had a fun time last night doing that game. All right, we had women's basketball up in Kansas State in Manhattan. Bramlage Coliseum. Ooh, what a game. 10th-ranked Kansas State hosting 9th-ranked TCU. Wow. K-State women loving playing at home in front of that big crowd at Bramlage. The action on the Kansas State Basketball Network.
Sundell with 5, with 4, gets shoved under the bucket. The layup is good! Sundell doing serious work tonight!
K-State wins it 59-50. Yeah, holding a top 10 team to 50 points. Ooh, how about that? And Kansas State head coach Jeff Mitty talks about the K-State defense.
Spread offense, big post. Yep. I mean, all the above is really hard. We just wanted to create enough problems for them that maybe they rushed a few shots here and there. I mean, they hurt us. 23, got 3 threes. She came off the bench, played well for them. Connor hits a big one. I mean, they're a really good team. That's a really good basketball team. Proud of our group because we have...
And the starting lineup for K-State last night, Zai Walker from Wichita. She had a couple of steals and 4 rebounds. In K-State win, the Kansas State women have won 15 straight home games on home court at Bramlage Coliseum. Now 22-2 on the season, 10-1 atop the Big 12 conference standings. It's been a good season for the Friends basketball teams, and yes, last night was no different. Wins for the Friends men and women on home court on the west side of Wichita. The Friends women beat Tabor 63-54. The Friends ladies have won 10 of their last 13. They're in second place in the conference right now. And the Friends men followed that up by beating Tabor 108-76. The Friends men are on a 6-game winning streak. They're atop the conference, and they have an overall record of 18-5 on the season. Friends men. And JUCO men's basketball, the Cali College men, are ranked 9th in the nation, and they won on the road last night, beat Fort Hays Tech Northwest 94-81. The Cali men, atop the Jayhawk Conference, now 20-3 on the season and ranked 9th in the nation. And we'll talk some men's basketball tonight on the weekly edition of the Jerome Tang Show with the Kansas State men's basketball coach. Wildcats are on a 4-game winning streak, getting ready to host 16th-ranked Kansas on Saturday afternoon. A lot to talk about with Coach Tang tonight. That's at 7 o'clock over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Democrats have doubled down on stupidity. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
It's time for a...